Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Yesterday, I shared with you that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is very proud to know nothing. On the subject of firearms, he is more than okay with lying. He's more than okay with not knowing what he's saying. It doesn't matter to him. Incompetence is considered, I don't know, a feature, not a bug, when it comes to the political left talking about firearms. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Talking about firearms for the left does not require anybody to have any mind at all. You can say anything as long as it sounds scary, you know, woogie boogie. That's how you get scared. Woogie boogie, that's how it works. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Just do your best to scare others. Say scary things. Use scary words. And therefore, people will be afraid. Only with firearms do we teach people to be afraid. Not to learn. Not to understand. Not to be aware. Not to see something, say something. Just be afraid. Run around screaming in a circle. And then fall to the floor while you wet yourself. This is what we see from the left. It's an irrational response. And of course, when there is a horror like what took place in Nashville, you get to the irrational response of we have to do away with the Second Amendment. We have to stop guns in America. And the answer is no. And one day I'm going to get into where my basis comes from. And my basis is actually one that is personal, even though I have never needed it in order to be able to engage the conversation rationally. But if we want to bring emotion to a story, I'll do it. And there is not a person in the sound of our voice, guys, who's going to be able to refute. I promise you, I will get there. I will. I have made it a longstanding practice my whole life never to share the story. For my own weird reasons, I'm starting to feel like I need to. So I will get there. It won't be today. Stay tuned. I promise. Joe Biden continues the ignorance in a discussion about the AR-15. Now, we know AR doesn't stand for assault rifle, right? Right? We aware of this? Just making sure that we know that AR does not stand for assault rifle. But Joe Biden speaking about guns, well, it is part of the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I want to hear it. There it is. That's beautiful. Oh, listen to the chewing. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. In the same conversation, Joe Biden, president of the United States, had saying that you're not allowed to own a machine gun in the U.S., you're not allowed to own a flamethrower in the U.S., and you're allowed to own both. But he's an ignorant man. He's an old man. He's a frail man. He can't remember things, and he was never that bright to begin with. If you're offended by anything I said, not my problem. You being offended is meaningless to the factual dissertation I just engaged. Joe Biden does not know anything about firearms, doesn't care that he doesn't know, and looks like a doddering old man when he has these discussions, and then says things like a bullet from an AR-15 will blow up when it's inside the body. Play it, Jonathan.
You know, I know you see on television, it's not just merely the weapon in terms of it's semi-automatic in effect. But the velocity with which it comes out of that muzzle, What it does when it hits the body, most bullets would go just straight through and out, leaving little, but it blows up once it's inside your body.
Someone I'm sure could tell me, well, if you're talking about a specific kind of round and a specific kind of weapon, well, you would get that. Guys, I'm not sure what he means. The point I make to you is he doesn't know what he means and he doesn't care. Just talk in that hushed tone and you can scare some more people or make them believe you really, really, really care. I if you ask me what Joe Biden cares about, I couldn't answer the question. But he certainly doesn't care about anybody whose life was saved with a firearm. He doesn't care about people who are alive today because of firearms. He doesn't care about people who are protected because of firearms. And he certainly doesn't care about the Constitution. Just laying it down. But this conversation got heated between Representative Jamal Bowman and Representative Thomas Massie. Jamal Bowman of New York, Democrat progressive. Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Republican, and I think MIT graduate. And it starts with Bowman, who's just kind of screaming at the media about how terrible all this is, and it's Republicans who are cowards. Play it.
Children at all. Cowards. Pressure them. Force them to respond to the question, why the hell won't you do anything to save America's children? And let them explain that all the way up until Election Day of 2024. Let them explain it all the way up to Election Day of 2024. They're freaking cowards. They're gutless. They're not here. I'm talking about gun violence.
Stop it. They're gutless. They're cowards. Okay, I've called the left cowards on many things. He's more than entitled to call the right cowards on this. But what he's doing there is trying to dictate to the media how they should do things. You should be asking this question. You should be asking that question. This is the question I want you to ask. And that could be seen as a little weird. Enter Thomas Massie. And Jonathan, before we start, back it up just a little bit, because Thomas Massie of Kentucky walks up to him. It's like, you know, in schools where they've got somebody arming the doors, these things don't happen. And Bowman loses his head. Listen.
They're gutless. They're not here. I'm talking about gun violence.
You know, there's never been
I'm talking about gun violence
in a school that allows teachers to
carry guns? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby. Look at the data. More guns lead to more death.
Hold up.
Guns.
Thomas Massie wants to have a conversation. Jamal Bowman screaming at him. So much so, as things go on, Thomas Massie sees the cameras, sees the reporters, and tries to walk up to them. Jamal Bowman cuts in front of him repeatedly, tries to move him away from the press because he doesn't want Thomas Massie, Congressman Massie, being able to have a say. Oh, no. Play the rest of it.
States that have open carry laws have more debt.
In every school
states that have open carry laws have more debt. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Children are dying. 9-year-old children. Because the solution is not armed teachers. Have you ever worked in a school? Have you ever worked in a school? It's a yes or no question. You will not answer my question. Don't stop and talk to me. Okay, I'll bring it down a notch.
All right, folks.
Have you ever worked in the school?
I've got a bill to repeal the
I worked in the school for 20 years.
You're just screaming.
I was a teacher. I was screaming before you came and interrupted me. I worked in the school for 20 years. I worked in the school for 20 years.
All right, that's enough of that. I was screaming before you interrupted me. I worked in a school. Did you ever work in a school? What does that matter? I'm a parent. I'm a member of society. I've got armed guards for jewelry stores. Why not for schools? Because it's going to traumatize the kids? Israeli kids are traumatized, but it's not by the gun in their school. I don't want school shootings. But if you think that getting rid of the guns is the answer, go try it. And who do you think you're going to take the guns from? We'll get to that conversation on Tony Katz today.